This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Environmental Protection Agency announced last week that it wants to remove some of the radioactive waste from the West Lake landfill. Many residents near the Superfund site hoped the agency would propose excavating all the contamination. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chin spoke to some of them on the day of the announcement.
About four dozen people gathered on Thursday evening at the John Calvin Presbyterian Church in Brishton. Many were local residents wanting to talk about the EPA's proposed cleanup plan for the Westlake landfill. Federal officials had met with local officials and activists earlier that day.
They told us they got pretty quickly to the point that it was partial removal, and we were pretty upset. It was kind of hard to process in a room like that.
That's Maryland Heights resident Don Chapman, co-founder of the Just Moms STL advocacy group. She spent about 5 years raising awareness about the Superfund site, and she said repeatedly that anything less than full removal was unacceptable.
And then they started talking about levels and overall radioactivity and how they had come to that conclusion. And they explained 70%.
The EPA had gone with an option that would involve digging 16 feet into the ground to remove 27% of the waste. That 27% contains 70% of the site's total radioactivity. In other words, the proposal was to take out the most concentrated parts of the contamination. Here's Chapman right after the meeting with the EPA.
They're going to remove 70% of this waste. That's a pretty great cleanup.
That night, Chapman told residents that even if the agency announced full removal,
they would still be leaving things behind at our site. And I know that's hard to hear because in our hearts we want it all to be gone. But there's what you can do on earth and there's what you can do in heaven.
St. Anne resident Sally Kincaid says she wanted the agency to take a stronger approach.
I'm concerned that they're not going to do enough. We talk about 30% of the actual mass is going to remove 70% of the total contamination. But is that really going to be enough?
Mike Mason lives in Spanish Village, the subdivision closest to the landfill. He also wondered if digging 16 feet would cut it.
It's been there since the 50 or the at least 70s. So how far in the ground has it gone? I'm sure it's gone more than 16 feet. So I don't know. I mean, anything's better than nothing, I guess. At least people are listening to us now.
Residents like Megan Beckerman also say they're worried about groundwater contamination. Studies in the last few years have shown excessive levels of radium in the groundwater.
I mean, the groundwater, especially in this area, flows everywhere, so it just doesn't make sense to clean up some of the radioactive waste, leave some behind, and put a concrete cover over it.
The EPA would propose a separate remedy for the groundwater contamination, but there's no indication of when that will happen. Local activists have also long demanded relocation for residents near the landfill, and they're hoping the EPA will address that soon. State lawmakers have failed to pass bills to offer voluntary buyouts. Mason wants to leave, but he says that some of his neighbors have had trouble selling their houses.
And we're still kind of stuck. Can't really sell your house if you're not going to get anything for it.
Even though the EPA has chosen a remedy, the residents acknowledge that it's going to be years before the agency gets around to cleaning up the waste. Here's Beckerman again.
We're going to have to look at all the reports, pick everything apart, and basically do what we've been doing for the past 5-6 years. They can't earn back the trust that they've lost.
The EPA will release a document tomorrow describing how it would partially remove the waste. The community will have 45 days to comment on it before the agency decides to move forward with its plan. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.